WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in the third and final hour of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. And coming up this Sunday, you want to talk about fun, it's going to be Cisco Slam 4 happening at Cisco Brewers in New Bedford, put on by Live Pro Wrestling. And one of the big stars of the event is going to be making his big return to New Bedford and joining us on the program, former WWE superstar and longtime New Bedford fan favorite, the one and only Scotty Too Hotty. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Doing all right. Great to speak with you, and very excited for what is going to be a fantastic event this Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds fun, man. I've seen pictures from the past couple of years, and it looks like it's a blast. So I'm looking forward to coming back to New Bedford for the first time. And, God, I was trying to figure it out, man, because I started out in New Bedford, and it was either late 1989 or 1990. So this is really cool to come back all these years later. And I know, like, because I signed with WWE full-time in 1997. So I honestly don't think I've been back to New Bedford to wrestle since at least 97. So this is really cool.
I actually have in front of me here in the studio a poster that I just took out down from in my office. It's a New England Pro Wrestling poster. I don't know what year it was. It says Saturday, January 23rd. And the main event of that match on Cogswell Street in New Bedford was you as the NEW heavyweight champion against Maverick Wild with special guest referee Pat Garrett.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It feels like, you know, it feels like yesterday on one hand, but it feels like another lifetime ago on the other, you know. And it's just New Bedford's always been a very special place for me because that's really where I started out, you know. And all these years later, to be able to go back and to be able to go back with my son, who just started wrestling at the end of last year, is really, really kind of surreal, you know.
I mean, and that really is kind of the great thing about New Bedford is not only do we kind of embrace pro wrestling here. I mean, Triple H came through here in his early days. A lot of others have gotten their start here. I guess Mercedes Moné, she is now, but Sasha Banks, as people may know her. So we've always supported the people who have gone on and done bigger things. And now to be able to bring your son back into that welcoming, you know, wrestling community must be pretty special.
It is very special. You know, not only New Bedford, but Fall River, you know, in Dartmouth, that whole area. And, you know, just recently I thought back and, because when you're starting out doing this, especially back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, I was making, sometimes I wasn't making anything. You know, sometimes I'd get $10, $20 to drive down from Maine, you know, 2-3 hours. So to come back all these years later and it be even hotter than it ever was, it's just so cool, you know.
And you get to do it outdoors on the beach in a beautiful scenic location. I think the first time I saw you was an outdoor show, but it was the football field at Wareham High School.
Yeah, that sounds about right, you know. And that's what I started to say was, and I got kind of sidetracked, was, you know, just I started to realize just in the last couple of years how lucky I was to have those shows because it gave me reps to learn pro wrestling and to learn to do what we do. And, you know, and I can remember doing like the Wailing City Festival and doing 2 or 3 shows a day, it seems like, you know, and we would work Friday, Saturday, Sunday and just be able to get those reps and do it over and over and learn the craft of what we do was very beneficial, I think, in my career.
And so is it different now for your son coming up? Because obviously, you know, pro wrestling is a different environment than it was back then. And certainly fans are a lot smarter to the business now. Is it different for him coming up than it was for you?
I think it's different in a way. Now they have social media to promote themselves, you know, and that's such a benefit. It's different in that way. And it is a different business and it is a little bit different, but it's the same, you know, you go out, hustle, try to get booked and, you know, but they have the benefit of social media, where years ago we had to send out a VHS tape, get a promoter's address, send it away to him. Hopefully he opens it up. Hopefully he watches your tape. And hopefully the right person gets a hold of it, you know? So it's it is different in that way. But I think it's a little bit easier and a little bit harder at the same time with social media, because you do have access to it as a promotional tool, but it also gives a lot more people access to promoters, you know? So it could be a double-edged sword, I guess.
Well, speaking of access, is the story true? Did you first make contact with the then WWF by just calling Sue Aitchison and talking to her about how to start off in the business?
No, I didn't call Sue. I found my friends and I, we were probably 14 or 15 years old. We found an address for the WWF at the time in an old WWF magazine. And then we just wrote to them and asked which school, if any, they preferred, you know, to get their wrestlers from. And Sue Aitchison wrote back to me. I think that was 1988, if I remember right. And, you know, and then years later, I ended up working with Sue at WWF, WWE, you know, so it was kind of a full moment, full circle moment for me. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, she didn't realize when she got that letter, she was hearing from the future tag team champion and light heavyweight champion.
Right.
So, and you had the chance in your time with the WWF to really be there at the cusp of this explosion of what we now call the Attitude Era, but really kind of when wrestling was at its biggest. I mean, now they talk about how it is such a huge thing now with the WWE because it's become a global entity. But I don't think it was as pervasive in the pop culture as it was in the late 90s when you were first part of Too Much and then part of Too Cool.
No, right. I think globally it's bigger than ever now, whereas at that time, it just felt like everybody was watching. I always say we couldn't go to, you know, I'm a huge theme park nerd, so you couldn't go to Disney World or you couldn't go to a mall or whatever without seeing seven or eight wrestling shirts, whether it be WWF or WCW at the time. It was just, I always say that I feel like my career peaked at the peak of pro wrestling, and I was very lucky for that, you know.
And yours, I thought yours was a very interesting story because you were part of a tag team that was not really over with the fans. You know, you guys were getting a lot of, and I'm sure part of that was, you know, manufactured heat. You want to be the guys that are getting picked on a little bit. But then you had this breakthrough and that transition. Talk to me a little bit about that, about how you went from being part of this Too Much group that people were booing to all of a sudden becoming one of the most beloved tag teams in WWE history.
Yeah, I think it was, we were just, you know, because we were bad guys when we started when Brian Christopher and I started the Too Cool thing in 1999. We, like you said, we went from being a tag team called Too Much. We changed the character up a little bit, did a little bit more dancing. I incorporated the Worm into there, and we became a tag team called Too Cool. And it was just, you know, back to what you're talking about in the Attitude Era, Tim, it was just, there were so many over the top characters and we were part of that time, and we were just mixed in with so many great characters that it worked. And, you know, we were more comedy than like I said, Edge and Christian or the Hardy Boys at the time, who were doing crazy stuff. And they just had the first TLC match at the time. And we were just doing something a little bit different. So we just kind of found our slot in the company at the time, and we were something a little bit different than anybody else was doing. So, and the fans just, like I started, we started out as bad guys, but within a couple months, I think we were just so over the top and entertaining that we didn't even really do a turn to become good guys. The fans just kind of turned us themselves.
And you mentioned the Worm, which I'm sure, you know, people are going to be looking forward to seeing on Sunday at Cisco Slam 4. But how did that come about? Was that something that you wanted to incorporate? Did somebody ask you, is this a move you could do? How did that become part of the repertoire?
Well, no, I originally started probably like fifth or sixth grade recess. You know, we used to break dance during recess in school, right? So we would do the backspin and the moonwalk and the Worm and all this stuff, and we'd bring our cardboard out on the playground, you know, and then be like middle school or so. You know, this is when like Break In and Break In 2 and, you know, those movies were starting to take off and breakdancing was really big. So then, you know, years later, just on non-televised shows, I would just do the Worm in the ring just to kind of, pop the other guys in the match or make them laugh, you know. And but I was getting a reaction from the crowd that I knew I had something. And I just kept doing it and doing it. And then, you know, eventually I started hopping on one foot. And Jerry Lawler one night on Monday Night Raw said W-O-R-M. He spelled out worm as I was doing the hop. And then I asked him to keep doing that. And then sure enough, you know, the crowd started chanting along with it. So it's just, you know, right place, right time, you know, a lot of luck was involved, I know. And it's just something that the fans grabbed onto and made work.
It was such a great moment in every match, but, you know, not exactly a devastating move as much as the other guys always sold it. What do you think would be the one to take somebody down more, the worm or Otis's caterpillar?
You got to go with the worm, man. I mean, it's been running for 25 years, right? And it's I always said it's not what I was doing. It was what the fans got to do. Like I said, they it pulled them into the match, right? And they were the ones to get the chance, W-O-R-M, and then who at the end and all that. Like, again, like, it was, I love Otis, and I love what he's doing, and, you know, I coached him at the PC, but he does the you know, he's a giant man who does the worm, so it's cool in a different aspect, but, again, it wasn't what I was doing, it was what the fans were doing.
And speaking,
made that what it was.
Yeah, speaking of big men, you guys had the chance to work with Rikishi, and now, of course, in the modern WWE, his sons are a big part of what's going on. His son was just the world heavyweight champion. I mean, this is, we're seeing now the next generation of people who learned from you, and as you mentioned, you know, working in the PC, being able to get these guys to this level, it must make you and those of your era so proud to see what it's become now.
Oh, for sure. You know, and, you know, like you said, I worked at the Performance Center for WWE for 6 years. And, you know, I had the opportunity to coach like Rhea Ripley and Raquel, you know, And it was, you know, just to be a part of their career. And, you know, back to Otis and, you know, Elias, who's now Elijah at TNA. And just, you know, those are some of the people that I worked with and I kind of consider my wrestling kids, you know. So, and, you know, now being with AEW, it's kind of the same over there with some of their people, you know, and it takes time to build up relationships with talent and to be a good coach, I think. So, but, you know, being with AEW and getting to work with some of the younger people there is very cool as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that I've talked to says that the culture of AEW is so ingrained on letting people kind of find their way to shine. You know, nothing against WWE, but they've got their vision of what they want the product to be. And with AEW, it's more kind of like what must have been for you in the Attitude Era, where you get to just kind of amp up your own personality and find your own way.
Yeah, no, it's such a great time in pro wrestling right now, just because there's so many companies out there doing so well. You know, I don't know if we've ever seen a time where there's been so many different companies doing so well. You know, I had the show in New Bedford on Sunday, and then tomorrow night, Keegan and I are wrestling for Limitless Wrestling in Maine, which I just saw was sold out. So it's not only has wrestling exploded on a huge level, but on an independent level as well. You know, I'm seeing shows selling out all the time. So, you know, I know the New Bedford show, so they had limited tickets available. So it's such a great time to be doing this, you know, and I consider myself so lucky at this point, you know, almost what, 37 years after I started, 37 years, whatever it is. It's very cool, you know.
And Live Pro Wrestling, the company that's putting on Cisco Slam 4, they put out such an amazing product. It looks like a professional wrestling show that you'd see on television. I mean, they've got the lights, they've got the screen, they've got everything. And they really do make sure that they put out a good family-friendly product. This is going to be a great show on Sunday. Not only is it wrestling, but also rock and roll as well. We've got All Sinners playing at 4 and then Bell Time at 5 p.m. This is going to be the ultimate, really, the ultimate party on the beach.
Yeah, I've seen pictures over the last couple of years, and you know, when I was asked to do it and had the opportunity to come back and bring my son and be able to do it with him, it was just, you know, I couldn't say no. So I'm really looking forward to it and coming back for the first time in all these years and kind of showing Keegan around New Bedford a little bit and, you know, where I started out.
And you're going to be at Kojo's Toy World meeting the fans too first, right?
I am at 1 o'clock. So the signing at Kojo's is at 1 o'clock, and then the show is at 4 o'clock.
So, and just a note for people that are planning on attending, all the meet and greet stuff is going to be happening at Kojo's. So if you want to meet Scotty, you want to get something signed or everything, do that at Kojo's Toy World. And then when you get down to Cisco, you can just enjoy the show when you get down there. Tickets are still available. You can get them from Eventbrite, and you can go to the Live Pro Wrestling Facebook page. All the links are there as well. I'm so excited for this show. It's going to be great. So great to see the next generation of your family being able to get into the ring. And I know New Bedford is going to lift your son up just as they did you.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it, man. And, you know, thanks for talking to me this morning. I look forward to coming back to New Bedford on Sunday.
All right. We will see you then. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
That is Scotty Too Hotty. You know him as... you know, Scott Taylor, when he wrestled around here back in those days. And he will be there on Sunday for Cisco Slam 4. Again, tickets available at eventbrite.com. At 4 o'clock, you get a rock show with All Sinners. And if you haven't seen All Sinners, you are in for a treat. They put on an incredible show, and they're local guys too. So you can get some of the, I know that they're going to have some of their T-shirts on sale. They're going to have $5 All Sinners T-shirts. They've got new hats in that they're going to have, all kinds of merch over there for the band. Then bell time is at 5 o'clock, and you're going to have just the best of the best of local wrestling talent is going to be there. In addition to Scotty and his son, Keegan, we're also going to have Alternative Anthony Green. You're going to have world-class Channing Thomas, Little Mean Kathleen, the Live Pro Champion, DJ Powers, Waves and Curls, one of the most fun tag teams since Too Cool. You're also going to see Swipe Right, Aaron Rourke. You're going to see Gail Barkay. They are all part of the WWE ID program. And, of course, so many others all there for Cisco Slam 4. Get your tickets now at Eventbrite, and you can find it all on the Live Pro Wrestling Facebook page as well. I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more with you about, well, we can talk about wrestling if you want, but today's Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What was your first concert, and how much did you pay for the ticket? So we'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. There's a little bit of All Sinners Live. That's when they played outside of Purchase Street Records, which is the record shop owned by All Sinners drummer Roger Schmenard. So you can stop by there and get your All Sinners gear too, but they're going to have those $5 t-shirts at the show. And pick up their record, pick up their CD, cassette, however you want it. They put it out on all the different media. You can also stream it as well. They've got the new record coming soon. Just fantastic band, great performers, and great music. And that's going to kick off everything for Cisco Slam 4 on Sunday. And then you get all that wrestling as well. So, as I said, it's a family-friendly show. People who have never been to independent wrestling, you are missing out. If you have a wrestling fan in your life that's, you know, I mean, really any age, but certainly the younger kids, and you say, well, I can't afford these WWE prices. I was looking at tickets to Providence for Raw, and it's like $85 now to sit in the nosebleed seats, because wrestling is in such a big boom period right now that those tickets are pricey. So you can't bring all the kids out there, but you can go down to Cisco Slam, and for a quarter of what you would pay to go to a WWE show, you're going to be able to get some amazing seats. You're going to get to see some incredible wrestling up close and personal. They have reserve seating. I don't know how many are available of each. They have the opportunity to get some front row seating. That's been sold out. The VIP tables are sold out, but you can get that reserve seating. And then, of course, don't just worry about Cisco Slam 2. Follow them at all of their great local shows, because they are helping that next generation of wrestler get to the big time. Teddy Goods is the guy who runs it, and he has been on AEW programming. He's been on WWE programming multiple times. He was in WrestleMania 40. So you've got a guy there who has a direct line to teaching these younger people how to be that level of performer. And you're going to get to see it here, and you could be seeing the next Scotty Too Hotty here in New Bedford, which may just very well be his own son. All right, we're going to go into the news now. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. Today's Fun Friday question brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your what was your first concert and how much did you pay for the tickets? But right now, got to go into the news. We'll be back after that to take some more of your calls. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
More companies dumping artificial dyes. A postal worker collapses and dies on the job during the heat wave. And 4th of July, getting costlier to celebrate.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer seeking testimony from a top aide to former First Lady Jill Biden. House Republicans are investigating former President Biden's mental fitness while in office and issued a subpoena for a deposition from Anthony Bernal on July 16th. Bernal, who did not take part in a previously scheduled interview, was reportedly so close to the former First Lady that he was referred to her as her work husband. Comer has also sought testimony from other top Biden aides, including Michael Donilon, Anita Dunn, Ron Klain, Bruce Reed, and Steve Ricchetti. More companies are agreeing to end the use of certain synthetic dyes in food and drink products.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced on Thursday Nestle and ConAgra say they will eliminate their use in all of their products by 2026 and 2027, respectively.
We're getting this extraordinary outpouring of enthusiasm and cooperation.
Kennedy said he's pleased the companies are volunteering to make the moves without his agency getting involved. Last week, Kraft Heinz and General Mills announced they're ending the use of dyes in their products. I'm Brian Shook.
The union representing mail carriers across the United States is warning about the excessive summer heat. The warning comes as heat has not yet been ruled out as a cause of Dallas letter carrier Jacob Taylor's death. He was found unresponsive on Saturday. During congressional testimony this week, Brian Renfro, president of the NALC, called the death of Taylor a call to action. The man behind the iconic Mission Impossible theme has died. Legendary composer Lalo Schifrin passed away yesterday morning at age 93. The Grammy winner had been battling pneumonia. The Argentine-born Schifrin also wrote the film scores for Dirty Harry, Cool Hand Luke, and Bullet. Among many others, he received an honorary Academy Award in 2018. The cost of a 4th of July barbecue is going up. A new report from the Agri-Food Institute says food and beverages for a typical 4th of July barbecue for 10 people will cost about $130 this year. That's up a little from last year, about 2%. The increase is due to a large part for the increase in price of ground beef. Another survey from Coupon Follow shows 1 in 3 Americans will not be celebrating the 4th, with many saying they aren't feeling patriotic or they feel disconnected from American culture right now. If you're celebrating, don't forget the condiments. Heinz and award-winning producer Mustard are teaming up for a new sauce. The limited edition Heinz Mustard blends real chipotle peppers with a touch of honey. The collaboration inspired by Kendrick Lamar's hit song TV Off that Mustard produces. The new spin on Heinz Mustard will be available to try first at Buffalo Wild Wings. Then it'll hit store shelves next month.
You better shake your mama, baby.
An Instagram post this week by Rod Stewart includes a major announcement, and it has nothing to do with his shows. The intro for Do You Think I'm Sexy plays as a bottle from his Wolfie Whiskey distillery rotates. A cover on the bottle says Blends Have More Fun, a play on his 1978 album Blondes Have More Fun. The caption invites visitors to join the wait list for one of 1,500 bottles of the limited edition Wolfie's Legend Edition. Stewart recently canceled several U.S. shows due to illness, but he still is scheduled to headline the final night of the Glastonbury Festival in England this Sunday.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox take on the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
The good news is that it's Friday. The better news is that it's not 100. Oh, what a change from earlier this week. Early this morning, we're starting out in the low 60s, right where we should be for low temperatures. But we stay kind of cool in the afternoon. The upper 60s and low 70s on our Friday. We should be in the low 80s for the record here. Now, we're in and out of the clouds throughout the day. Little peaks of sun as we move later into the day, especially. A stray shower or two, not out of the question. But overall, it's a relatively easygoing Friday here in southern New England. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Shalhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And that is Guns N' Roses, so I want you to put a pin in that for a second. Keep Guns N' Roses in the forefront of your mind. But very quickly, you heard that the news is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Well, Stevie's Wine and Spirits is doing something a little bit different today. They're having a virtual wine tasting. Now, you get to actually taste the wine. That's not the virtual part. The virtual part is that Keith from Westport Rivers is going to be joining the tasting virtually. So he will be on the screen while Kelly is pouring the samples at the store. So this is going to be the first ever tasting event with a virtual host at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. It's happening today from 4 to 6. Stop by and get yourself some delicious samples from Westport. And really, if you've never had the Westport Vineyard Farmer's Fizz, then you got to give it a try. I'm not leading you astray here. You're going to go and try it, and you're going to want to come home with a six-pack of it. I think it comes in four packs, but you're going to want to take it home. It's happening today from 4 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Stop by and take part in that. And also, you can sample some other things as well. Anything with a purple dot, you can try before you buy. All right, so very quickly, and then we'll go into a phone call here, the Guns N' Roses thing. So that song, You Could Be Mine, came out in the summer of 91. It was on the soundtrack to Terminator 2 Judgment Day, biggest movie. And it was a big deal because it was the first new track from Guns N' Roses' forthcoming Use Your Illusion album, which became, you know, it was a double album and a huge tour with Metallica and Faith No More followed. Just, you know, Guns N' Roses' biggest band in the world at the time. And there was a rumor going around, at least, you know, in my school, that Guns N' Roses that summer was performing a show at the Palladium at Rocky Point. Now, again, they're one of the biggest bands in the world at this point. They're only going to get bigger with Use Your Illusion, but there was no way that they were playing the Rocky Point Palladium. But that was the rumor that was going around. And I was so mad that I couldn't go the night that everybody said that the show was happening, the surprise show was happening. And I forget why I couldn't go. I think my parents wouldn't bring me. I was probably 13, 14. But I had friends that did go, and it was a Guns N' Roses cover band. It was not Guns N' Roses. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm calling back again. But I was calling about that Scotty Too Hotty.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he at the when it was on Hathaway Road flea market when they had wrestling there, I think I saw him there years ago.
Yeah, probably.
And,
yeah.
And my nephew Sean that was wrestling, he, I don't know if he still is, but he was about 8 years old. And I brought him, and he loved it. And my other nephews, I'm with a bunch of people. We just brought the kids and stuff. And then they played the PAL in Fall River, and There was quite a few places we went to around this area. It was really good.
They used to run shows in Sunshine Plaza and at the PAL.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where it was, Sunshine Plaza, yeah. Yeah, and that place used to pack it right in there, and they would have, like, all the T-shirts, all that stuff there, too. And it was fun with the kids. The kids had a ball.
Yeah, it's a great time, great family event.
Yeah, it was fun. It was.
Wait, are you going to go down to Cisco Slam?
I remember seeing
You should go.
I don't know. I might. I'm not sure yet. I know my other brother and his little grandson's here from California. I know he likes all that stuff. So they're going to bring him, and they've been doing a lot with them. So
right.
Maybe. Are you going down there?
I might just.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Today's a special day.
Yeah, I'd rather not even think about it, to be honest.
Well?
I went to Fort Phoenix this morning, and when I got outside, the train was right over here waiting. So I guess they leave early. Sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't. The train was outside. So anyway, I got to Fort Phoenix, and there was a lone dog alone. He wasn't on a leash, and it looks like I'm not good with dogs. He looked like Shih Tzu? I can't never say that. Shih Tzu?
I mean, I could try to say it, but I'm afraid I'll get an FCC fine if I say it wrong.
Well, if I know. I know all about it. That's why I really don't want to say it. But anyway, he was all alone. I looked all around in every direction. I didn't see anybody. And then I saw, you know where the picnic tables are when you first drive down that road where they play tennis?
Mm-hmm.
There was an old man sitting there, and I said, well, maybe it's his dog, but why would he allow the dog free to roam around like that? The dog never came up to me. It didn't bother me. I was a little afraid, you know, stray dog, you could get bitten. I usually walk around the perimeter down there, but I don't do that much now because I'm worried about the coyotes or whatever you call them, right near the wooded area down the bottom.
Yeah.
Right after you pass the playground. So I don't walk. And I used to walk right there, straight around, right where all that wooded area. Now I don't. I walk towards the middle more now. And then on the way back, I went to the Stop and Shop because I wanted to look at the steak over there. Now, I know I'm going to pay more there than I do at the basket, but I didn't want to go down there, and I felt like steak today. So I walked in there, and I was looking for a bigger piece. And I usually, when I get a bigger one, I cut it in half, and I'll cook half of it, and I'll freeze the rest for another day. And I found a nice-looking one with a lot of fat on it, and I said, I'm going to get that one. It was $22.
Wow.
Well, I don't usually do that, but I did it today, especially. Then I stopped at Cummings, got my birthday coffee, and I enjoyed it. And I mentioned my birthday, and they gave me the coffee. Isn't that wonderful?
That is.
Because they just raised the prices on that. So I was cleaning up my $2, and she goes, no, happy birthday to you. You're in here so much, you feel like family to me. I said, thank you very much, and I got my free coffee. And while I was there, I picked up Powerball. I've been skipping a lot of games. So today, I decided to get one for tomorrow's game. And if I remember right, I think the payoff is $155 million.
And wouldn't that be a nice birthday gift?
I don't understand. You're going to get about 69 point something out of that money. Isn't that terrible? Out of 155, you end up with 69.
Yeah, well, because the cash option is less than the long-time payout option, and then, you know, then you got to pay the taxes on top of that, too. So
I know that, but I don't remember it being this bad, though. So somehow they're taking way over what they should.
I think it has to do with how many participating. So they've had more state lotteries buy into being part of the system, so that reduces how much money you can win because they have more states that they have to pay out as part of the tax revenue they get from it, you know, part of the money they make.
How is it in Canada that you get the whole jackpot amount? They don't take taxes from it. You get the whole thing.
Because the government pays for everything. They don't need to take the money from you. I don't know. I have no idea why. I'm just being a smart ass.
Season tickets. From Canada. She never won anything big.
Well,
but I mean, at least they give you, you know, all of it.
I hope that's a nice problem for you to have to figure out when you win. That'd be a nice 39th birthday present for you.
Well, I'd still be satisfied with 69. I could do a lot of spending with that.
you wouldn't have to worry about how much the steak costs anymore.
I know. And plus, I'm going to get what I want.
You'd be cutting it right off the cow with that kind of money. All right. Well, you enjoy your special day.
Thank you. My fellow's waiting for breakfast, so have a good weekend.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
And let's squeeze in one more before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I was laughing. That was so funny. Mary, happy birthday. And, you know, IHOP, if they still do it, they give free breakfasts. But I think there might be a time frame on it. So you might want to call over there if you feel like taking a drive to Dartmouth. I can't even think it. There's a Mexican restaurant, and I can't think of the name, that gives you free dessert, rich dark chocolate. Mm. So what I wanted to tell you was I was going to go down to for the weekend, Fall River. Well, not for the weekend, but, you know, make a trip down there. Mm-hmm. Because when I have to say again to Kim that works at the 110 Grill, thank you so much. I had to jump through hoops to get those books signed from Howie Carr because I wasn't there to do it, you know, physically meet him. And it was amazing. She said she would do it. We were trying to do all kinds of things where, you know, you have to purchase so much. So I got a $40 gift certificate, but we couldn't do it over the phone. Everything just wasn't working right. And Kim said, I will have them signed the way you want, and I'll put them in the safe. So when I went down and got the books and the gifts, purchased the gift certificate, I never got to see Kim that day. She wasn't working. At least not when I was there. So I was going to go there, but now you got me wondering, should I go to Cisco's? Because that sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be, but you got to get your tickets quickly. I would stop by Kojo's Toy World and see what they have left for tickets.
Yeah, and so as far as my concert, I went to two. I know I probably definitely had to have said this before. I went to the Cars, and you had a gentleman call in and say that he went to the Cars and it was free. It was free for me too. I don't remember Linda Ronstadt, and it was at the Brockton College. And I was a live-in babysitter for a year. And then she took me to see James Brown across from the theater on Tremont Street. I was definitely underage. I shouldn't have been in there. But I got in, and that was incredible for me. That was just like so, so much energy. It was just amazing. And then my real first concert with a boyfriend was David Kelly, and it was Jethro Tull, and the tickets were, I think, like $12 tops.
Wow.
Those are my three, but two concerts in 1 year, the Cars and James Brown. That was amazing. And then, you know, in high school, I wasn't working for her no more. And then in high school, yeah, Jethro Tull. It was an amazing concert.
Well, sounds like you got to see some legends there. I gotta hold you there because I got to get a break in.
But thank you. No, that's exactly where I was going to leave off.
I'll let you say it this time.
Have a steady rule of a weekend, everybody.
All right. You as well.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye. And we got a call. Sorry. We got a call on hold. Hang on. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, bro?
I know you got a busy morning over there, so we won't keep you very long, but what are you cooking up today and what do you got for people?
Oh, dude, honestly, it's Friday, fish day, a lot of fish. I got mackerel, smelt, sardines, I got fish fillets, I got shrimp, I got octopus. You know how it goes, brother.
Well, sounds like people can have themselves a nice little party with a little bit of everything if they want.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
And it is...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was saying, 4th of July weekend is coming up. You probably want people to start getting orders in as soon as they can, right?
Yeah, when is that, next Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, call them in already, man. Get your stuff ready. That helps, man, honestly, it does.
And, I mean, really, they should all be going to the butcher shop for everything they need. The beer, the wine, all the meats, everything they want to throw on the grill, the chips, everything they need for their parties.
Yeah, brother, you got that right. Yeah, I got tomahawks, I got porterhouses, I got the Terrace Major, I got the celebrity pork chops. Celebrity pork chops are bomb, dude.
Having those on the grill? Oh, man, so good.
Dude, there's nothing like this pork chop, I'm telling you. It's like people, they always go like, you know, how good can it be? Then they have it, and they bite, they're eating pork chops again. That's how it is.
I have not had another pork chop since the celebrity pork chop. I can't do it.
I believe it.
I can't eat anything else. All right, well, what are you having this weekend?
food. We're talking about pork chop. Actually, I'm going to have pork chop, and I'm going to have steamers. I got some clams here today.
Oh.
I'm selling, but I'm going to take some home.
So good. Love steamers. All right. Well, we will talk with you next week, getting ready for 4th of July.
All right, brother. I'll talk.
So we're off the 4th. Do you want me to call you on the 3rd? Well,
oh, my father's telling me we got lobster rolls today.
Oh, all right. Well, we were talking about lobster rolls yesterday, but he can get down there. I'll call you next Thursday, okay?
Because scallops, too? Oh, fried scallops, too. Lobster rolls and fried scallops, everybody.
All right. Going down to the butcher shop, 123 right. Diamond Street in New Bedford. Thank you, sir.
I'll talk to you. Bye.
I was trying to tell him we're off on Friday next week, so I'd call him on Thursday. But I'll call him off there. All right. I can take a quick call here, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Is it 8:50?
It's 8:54.
Oh, all right. I wanted to say happy birthday to Mary. Happy birthday to Mary. God bless you, Mary. Anyways, butcher shop was good when I went. I even got a mop.
Oh, yeah. They got everything there.
I know. And they're so nice. The mother, that guy that was on the phone.
Yep, Eric.
Yeah, and you know, I bet you those scallops are going to blow out the door.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe getting one of those lobster rolls, and then he mentioned the scallops. So, I mean, why not both, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you can eat it. Me, I got to lose weight, and I eat. I got to knock on wood because, you know.
I feel you on that.
I could get sugar, you know what I mean?
I feel you on that. I've got a plan for a roast beef sandwich today that's coming my way, so.
Yeah, the kind I like you like from Kelly's?
Yep. The Mattapoisett Diner has them today.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you find one that makes it just like that?
Yep, Brian over at the Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner is cooking them up today. So go and grab one of those for lunch.
Oh, but he doesn't have it every day.
Not every day, just when he's able to cook up the beef, so.
All right, Tim, you have a good weekend.
Real quick, Shaunine, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, God, I've been going for so long. Oh, you got me on that one. I'd have to sit and think.
All right, well, you can let me know next week.
I've seen so many shows. It's unbelievable. I was always one of them girls. I love music, you know. I can't live without it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put some on right now.
Well, there you go. You have a great day.
All right, love you. Have a good weekend.
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right, we got to take our final break here. We'll be right back to wrap things up. All right, we are just about ready to wrap things up really quickly. If you're thinking about going solar, Isaacson Solar is the place to reach out to. ISAKSEN, IsaacsonSolar.com. Set up an appointment for them to come out and talk to you, sit down with you, answer all your questions about going solar, and then they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. Check out their Facebook page too to see some of their great work, IsaacsonSolar.com. And thank you to D's Hot Dogs for supporting free food Friday is coming up on